There was a guy, Pozo Lera, was a stew maker in Tijuana. He never killed anybody, but he said that he learned from an Israeli specialist how to get rid of bodies.
And he got rid of bodies at an industrial level. With caustic soda.
Oh, wow.
And one of my guys ran through a field once and got his foot inside of one of the pits where he would dump things. And he had to go to the hospital for chemical stuff. And also, the hole exposed the smell. Which is, to this day, I can't go to Korean barbecue places because it just freaks me out.
This is Ed Calderon. He's a Mexican style federal agent, and he's now an American citizen. And what he's describing is what's happening at the border and some of the things that he's found as a federal agent, and a lot of the things that he's discovered is going to come to your fucking town. Thanks to this president.
People in the United States do not realize how good they have it.
They don't only realize how good they have it up here. They don't realize how some of this is also starting to pop up here.
Yeah.
And also how some of the stuff affects some of the stuff that happens down there affects up here directly.
You were saying before the show when we were talking that like 90% of murders are unsolved in Mexico.
Over 90%. Yeah. So I mean, it's a imagine that.
I read this crazy story for our more attentive listeners. You may have heard me say it. I think I was reading it on like Reddit. This young woman was at a bar. I think it was in Austin or whatever. And she was with her boyfriend and like two of his friends. So it's like three guys and a chick. They walk out of the bar and she's like 10 or 15 feet behind them, just like whatever. And then as they're goofing off and walking, her being that far apart was enough. Car pulls up. They jump out and grab her and try pulling her into the car. She screams, her boyfriend, the friend's here, and they run over and they grab her, and they're trying to keep her out of the car, and the car starts driving, and they pull her out, and the car speeds off. And apparently that's like these kidnappings in Texas and places like that on the border. You think you're in this American city, everything's going to be great, and then a car just pulls up, and the next thing you know, you're a slave.
I'll give you this story, and you tell me where it happened. A bunch of armed cartel members dressed like federal agents go to a house, do a mock raid on the house, abduct somebody. And then they found him later on dead. Where did this happen? Kansas City.
The reason why I'm pausing is because I want you men to think about where this happened.
It's California.
Oh, I was going to say California for sure.
It's California.
Yeah. Where in California?
Right across the border to San Diego County.
Yeah. Which one's on the U.S. side? Mexicali or Calexico?
Calexico.
And then Mexicali is just on the other side.
El Centro, Calexico, yeah. Arizona is the abduction capital of the U.S.
Wow.
Arizona. A lot of abductions happen in migrant communities that never get reported. A lot of executions and murders happen in migrant communities that never get reported.
That makes me wonder...
Do you want to know why these murders and executions never get reported? It's because of what I said before. You see, when Mexicans come over here, what they try to do is they try to bond a tie. Now, Latinos feel a small sense of emptiness because they don't feel connected to their culture. So what they try to do is radically adapt to that culture. So they ask their mothers and their fathers like what their culture was like, and they try to adapt it into American society. Now, this hole, this emptiness, you know, since a lot of Chicanos and Latinos went to fucking prison for doing stupid crimes, they end up coming into counteractions with people from Mexico. You know, La EMIC runs the prisons. So you have 18 street gangs and all these other fucking La Florencia, which are tied into La M. You know, Los Sureños, you know, they all tie in somehow to La M, which is like the Mexican mob. And now here's the thing. They keep telling you that just because you're an American and you're born on this side of the country. And again, if you haven't been indoctrinated as an American and known what it's like to fight for your rights, you're going to feel a sense of hollowness, a sense of emptiness. And what these Mexican, and these Mexicans know this because they have literally been indoctrinated at like since inception, at birth. So they know what being indoctrinated looks like and feels like. And they see the emptiness and the fucking hollowness and the wandering around, like those wandering eyes, like lack of purpose is what I like to call it. And that is what these Mexicans are trying to promote. They're trying to push. They're trying to push for American Latinos to feel like they have a tie with Mexico because of their blood, even though we're completely culturally different. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it so it's difficult to be reported when they commit a crime out here because they have a blood loyalty towards these people. Do you understand now? Do you understand why I renounce these fucking pieces of shit? Well, I don't fucking look at them as my fucking kind, because my fucking kind doesn't destroy their communities and fuck people over. They let all these cartel members come over and destroy their fucking communities, and these parents, rather than stand up and say, all right, you know what? Enough is enough. And I don't want my fucking kids being involved in this shit or being fucking surrounded and exposed to this shit. They allow it to happen. So any Latino that fucking votes Democrat to me is a piece of shit.
Capital of the U.S. Wow. Arizona. A lot of abductions happen in migrant communities that never get reported. A lot of executions and murders happen in migrant communities that never get reported.
That makes me wonder, when you said 90 or more percent of murders are unsolved, is that accounting for people that just disappear?
No, that's not accounting for people that just disappear, which I don't have the numbers in my head right now, but they're pretty astronomical as far as how many people are just missing in Mexico.
Which basically means dead.
Which basically means
they can be sold into slavery.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting other aspect of it. Like during the COVID epidemic, protozoals were stocked, which means in certain parts of the country, child labor is allowed in the states only in the when it comes to agriculture. There's kids working in some of these fields. Governor Newsom in California has a winery that didn't close during COVID, and there was a bunch of kids working on those fields that are Mexican immigrants. They are working to pay off their crossing, a lot of these people. So in a lot of ways, there's modern day slavery going on right now. Getting across through the border, not like these the Haitian push that came in, but like if you're a Mexican and you cross the border illegally, they have to pay. And if you can't pay, you get a little tab on your wrist. So when you get picked up on the U.S. side, they know you still owe. So you get processed in a bit different way. Some of these people end up in fields and in manufacturing places across the country. And some of them go into, if they're female, some of them go into the trade as well. And they're basically working off their debt. And if they can't pay it, their families that are already set up stateside are paying it.
Wow.
So
what's like the average that someone would have to pay for something like that?
And there you go, guys. I'm cutting it off right here. Look up Tim Pool et Calderon. Guard your heart.